Hello everyone, welcome to another daily devotional. We're in this old derelict house here. It's really falling apart, it's really dilapidated. I'm not sure how old it is, but it's just on the outskirts of Lisburn. And you know, there's just something about an old house like this, no life left in it, no inhabitants, it's naked, it's bare, it's falling apart, it's dilapidated. In fact, it's quite dangerous because there's holes in the floor, people have tried, I think, to set it on fire. There's something intriguing as well about an old house like this. You just wonder who lived in it, what sort of life they lived, what their likes were, what their dislikes were, what sort of family they had, what their employment was, where they worked in this locality. I think these walls, if they could speak, would tell a very vivid story. Something about an old house. Life is gone. It's in disrepair. It's falling apart, it's decrepit, and it's dilapidated. And you know, the Word of God describes these bodies of ours like being a house. We look at ourselves maybe in the mirror, and we realize that we're flesh and blood. And these houses of ours, these bodies of ours, are getting older. As the years go by, they need more maintenance. We're getting weaker. And we need looked at sometimes by physicians and doctors and dentists and all sorts of different people, optometrists and so on and so forth, because these bodies of ours are getting older. But the reality is, like just like this house, life has left it, life is gone. These bodies of ours are just like temples, tabernacles, tents, or houses. Because what you see here, this isn't really me, this is just the house or the temple or the tent that I live in. The real person is on the inside. And it's the same with you. That body that you have, your flesh and your blood, it's just the house that you live in. The real you is on the inside. So often whenever a person dies and they leave this scene of time, we often say that they have gone. And we maybe stand around a coffin, or we stand at a wake, or we stand at a graveside, and we realize that the person that lived in that body, they have gone. And the earthly remains that are there, they're just chemical matter, elements, flesh and blood. But the principle of life has gone. And it's quite interesting, whenever you look at the scientific world and the medical profession, they can observe the signs of life. But many people do not really understand or know what life is. There's no really universally recognized definition of life outside of the Bible. We read in the Word of God that God made man, Adam, out of the dust of the ground, out of the elements of the earth. And then God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He became a living soul. And that's the real you, the soul, the human soul. And the Lord Jesus Christ said that one human soul is worth more than all of the wealth in the world. He says, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Whenever the Apostle Paul was speaking about the human body, he said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so, that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle, or this house, or this body, do groan, being burdened. Not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought for us the selfsame thing as God, who hath also given unto us the earnest of his Spirit. And just as life has departed from this old house, that's all it is, it's just a dwelling, it's just a house, but the principle of life is gone. There's no more laughter, there's no more joy, there's no more family gatherings, there's no more fellowship, there's no more dinners together. Life is gone, and this old building, I'm sure, will soon be knocked down and destroyed altogether. The principle of life is gone, and someday your soul will leave your body, and your body will be left behind, but your soul The real you, the seat of the emotions which is eternal, will be in God's eternity, heaven or hell. I wonder, do you know today where you're going? You have a soul to be saved. I trust that you'll come to Christ today and trust him for salvation and allow him to cleanse you and forgive you and wash your sins away so that one day you'll receive a home in heaven, a mansion just over the hilltop. May God bless you today and thank you for joining us.